U.S. Special Middle East Envoy Anthony Zinni has returned to the region to try once again to broker an Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire. American diplomats say Zinni hopes to convene a meeting of a joint Israeli-Palestinian Security Committee on Sunday. Today, Israel pulled its troops out of parts of the West Bank and removed some roadblocks. Palestinians said it was only a propaganda ploy. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
General Zinni began his mission today meeting with the heads of Israel's intelligence services. Israel Television said the intelligence chiefs told Zinni they still don't believe Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is ready for a real peace agreement. It's Zinni's second try at getting the Israelis and Palestinians to stop 15 months of fighting. His last mission failed after a series of Palestinian suicide bombings and Israeli reprisals. Unlike last time, when his stay in the Middle East was open-ended, this time Zinni is here for just 4 days. He meets Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Yasser Arafat tomorrow. On Monday, he returns to Washington to report to Secretary of State Colin Powell. American diplomats say if he believes both sides are serious, Zinni will return later this month for a longer stay. The U.S. brokered a ceasefire deal last year, along with a staged plan to return to peace talks. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saeb Erekat says it's time to start implementing that proposal, known as the Mitchell Plan.
What we need the Israeli government to do is to engage immediately, especially since General Zinni is here, in providing for mechanisms and a timeline to implement the Mitchell recommendations that calls for the lifting of all forms of closure and siege.
Israel says it's already started lifting the closures on several Palestinian cities, withdrawing troops from the West Bank town of Jenin and part of Ramallah today. But when Yasser Arafat looks out his office window in Ramallah, he still looks down the muzzle of an Israeli tank cannon. Israeli troops today also raided two Palestinian-controlled areas, arresting several suspected militants. Israel says it's continuing its incursions into Palestinian territory because the Palestinian Authority is not cracking down hard enough on militant groups, despite last month's speech by Yasser Arafat calling for an end to all violent attacks. The Israeli newspaper Yedioth Ahronot today published a list of 48 Palestinians Israel says are responsible for terrorist attacks. According to the newspaper, the Palestinian Authority has arrested only 3 of them, despite knowing where most of them are. Israel's foreign policy adviser Zalman Shoval says the relative calm of the past few weeks has more to do with Israel's arrests of suspected militants than with Arafat. Shoval says the Palestinian leader has to do more.
What one still waits to see from Arafat's side is destroying the infrastructure of the terrorist organizations, including his own, putting people in jail, not just the small fry, but the real leaders of terrorism, the people who are actually responsible, and to do all these things which he had committed himself to do.
In 4 days, it's unlikely that Zinni will be able to bridge these gaps. But the level of violence has declined markedly in the past 3 weeks, bolstering hopes in at least some quarters that a viable ceasefire can be arranged. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.